Subas, Daf Tesam Rav, Shetes Vav.
Amar Abelazar, in Ishan Aseres Abayla El Iske Kina Vestira. The Gemara is now challenging Rabbi Lazar's statement. Before the Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar's statement, Michael Mashmalan, it's Tani and it's Pshita. Now the Gemara says, how could it be said such a thing? The Rishonim ask, what happened? Before you like, so obvious what he said. Now he's saying it doesn't even make any sense. So the Rishonim just try to clarify that Nakuda. Now the Gemara is saying, it can't be Rabbi Lazar said that. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Enishan Eserasa, Bailel Eskekina Vestira, Ukamaisa Shahaya. The Tizbres, the Gemara, Maisa Shahaya, Kina Vestira, Ave, Void Miasrua. What's the Gemara's question? So the Rishonim explain that that very often when we have a brisa that we that's a problem. The first the easiest way out is to say the brisa is a shabeshta. So the Gemara is trying to like make the brisa shabeshta. Look, this brisa doesn't make any sense anyway because ma'isa shahaya. There's no kin of a stira and she wasn't us. So forget the whole brisa. Don't ask questions, Rebbe Elazar, on this brisa. This brisa anyway doesn't make sense. So therefore, I call the brisa shabeshta and out. So the Gemara no. Haloi kasha hachi kamer enishan eseres abayla elaliske kin of a stira mi. So therefore, the brisa is taka, seems to be, we could say, is a legitimate brisa. And therefore you have a kasha, mikom makom kasha. What's the kasha? Kine vestira in Pesach pasuach loy. That's the Gemara's kasha. So let's see what the kasha of there is. They found three mahalchim in the Rishonim, what the Gemara thought in the Hava Amina. Mi amar Rabbi Elazar hachi, what's the question? Says Rashi. Mi amar Rabbi Elazar achi, the isha mezana neaseres al pi baila. The isha mezana neaseres al pi baila. Rashi seems to say the Gemara's question is somehow a problem of isha mezana neaseres al pi baila. What's the kasha? A very local kasha. Rabbi Elazar says, my pesach pasuach nemara isra alav. You could ask your wife and say that she was mezana. Is it true that isha mezana is neaseres al pi baila? That's the kasha. It sounds like Rashi is saying the kasha is exclusive to isha being mezana. What's the question? It says any isha neaseres al baila elal iske kine vestira. It seems to be you need kine vestira. The Gemara seems to say you can't be neaseres al baila unless there's kine vestira. Says Rashi, kino she'amar lo altistri imploini vestira shabo edim shenistra imo achar kinoi. It's interesting, Rashi. Do you need Edom also on the kinoi or only on the stira? Rashi, when he says kinoi, just says sha'amal al tistri and pliny. The stira, Rashi says, shabo Edom shenistra imo achar kinoi. Rashi later on is going to say you need both. Rashi over here doesn't really what?
Can't have stira without kinoi.
Well, they can't be.
You can't have stira without kinoi. Do you need edim on the kinoi?
It says achar kinoi. It's
maybe Rashi says you need edim shenistra imo achar kinoi. The edim have to say that it's nistra achar kinoi. Maybe that's what Rashi means. You have to see Rashi later on. Says it mefurish. Is one Rashi? Is it one edis? Is it two edis? But Rashi doesn't say mefurish. You have edim on the kinoi. If anything, he hints to it when he's talking about the stira. But Akoponim, that's what you need Adam for. Kamaisa Shoya of Bathsheba, the story of Bathsheba and David HaMelech. Vitizbra. Dachyam Rabazar Maisa Shahaya, mi have a book. Kinoi. What's Rashi? What does Rashi say, mi have a book? Kinoi. The Maisa Shahaya was their kinoi? Seems that Rashi's saying that our problem with the Maisa Shoya of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, we'll have to see what that Maisa was exactly, it was lacking kinoi.
There was
Stira. There was Stira, Isis. The problem is it was lacking kinoi. Vod mi asrua, says Rashi al Uriya, did she become Asra al Uriya? De ilu Nesra al Uriya, Nesra afal David, de kaimulon kishem shasrua la balkach asrua la mayal. Rashi says, listen. Did she become Asra on Uriah? Rashi doesn't talk about is she Asra on David or not. She's Asra on Uriah. How do I know if she's Asra on Uriah? If she's Asra on David, she'll be Asra on Uriah. Why does Rashi do that? Because our Gemara is talking about Ena Isha Neraseris Al Baila. Who's Baila? Uriah. So we got to get to Uriah. How do we get to Uriah? Through David. If it's Asura La Boyal, if it's Mutal. Yeah. This is Rashi. Halo kasha koloimer. Mishum ha kasha lo tidche le Rabbi Elazar. Hachikar menish and aseras abayla el iske kina vestiru me maise shoya. Maise de vasheva anu la meidim kain. Shelo hayo sham kina vestiru velo asrua. That's pshat. So Tosfos Rabbeinu, I think, goes a little bit different than Rashi. And I didn't see a lot of people picking up on this, but I think that if we read Tosis carefully, we see Tosis says different than Rashi. Tosis says, "Umi amar Rabbi Lazar, Hachiv amar Rabbi Lazar, Tema, Hashta deboy lemeimar deloy mehemen afilu eshvu aleich aticha diyisura, tikshilo masnisan, doimer leisha ki dashli chaser bekoy vaseha." Says Tosis, "I don't understand why you're asking the kasha and Rabbi Lazar. You got a problem here. It's not just Rabbi Lazar that's got a problem. Who's got a problem? The Mishnah's got a problem. Shteit Mishnah, who aser b'koy v'aseh, which we said is because of the din of Shavi Anamshi, just like Rabbi Lazar. So you got problems here. The problem is with the Mishnah, not with Rabbi Lazar. Why are we picking on Rabbi Lazar?" That's Tosis Kasha. Now, Rabbi said, Tzuzayin Klar, Echmein, and Rabbi Kiva Taka pointed this out this first Seder, Echmein, as this is not Shver on Rashi. Because Rashi said, what were we picking on when we mentioned Rabbi Lazar? Me or Rabbi Lazar, what? Isha Mizana Alpi Bailo. What does Mizana mean? Znus. The Kasha is, can you do Znus Alpi Bailo? That was what Rabbi Lazar said. Meaning that they're saying Isha was Mizane. Is that really true? Did Rabbi Lazar say that? There's another Rabbi Lazar which is also talking about Znus that says you need Kinoi Vistira. So apparently from Rashi, the discussion has only been Ogea to Znus. The Mishnah's talking about something else. He's saying we're married. He's not saying anything about Znus. So Tosis' question, according to Rashi, is not shver, because the Gemara never thought that Adam, that Shavi Anavshi is not going to work when it comes to saying I married someone, I'm also to her sisters. The whole Avamina is only it's not going to work for Znus. Eina isha mizane, the isha mizana neseres al pi bailo, says Rashi. Tosis is going lechayra ktsas different than Rashi. Tosis is learning the Gemara's question. The Gemara thought, Na'avimina, Shami Anasha doesn't work. Period. Not for Znos, not for Lesser Albaila, nothing. Says Tosis, Hash the Baila Meimer, Deloy Mehemen, Afilu Shavi Anasha, Chaticha Di Yisura, Shavi Anasha doesn't work. Period. Tikshilam Astindam, Reish Kadash, the Osir Bekoesel. Says Tosis, Vyesh Loimar, the Svirale Lemakshin, the ain davishab ever pochos mishnayim. Vafilu ro adam shazinsa ishtoi. Rakshlohoya sham edim. Lohoya ne seres alof. Says Tosfos. The Gemara's havamina was, ain davishab ever pochos mishnayim, you need to edim. And even a person says he saw it himself, is he going to be usher? No. The hilkoch mimas nisan loy tikshile. Mindy, from the Mishnah's not shver. The kidashtich be edim ka'omar. When he came in and he said, I married her, what was he saying? I married her in front of Edom. So therefore, there are Edom. Mashiach in the case when he says Pesach Pasuach, he's not claiming there's Edom. Rabbi said, what difference does it make what he's claiming? Well, we hear what he's saying, Lamaisa. When he comes in and says Pesach Pasuach, who are we trying to believe? Him. When he comes in and says Kidashtech Lefnei Edim, who are we coming to believe? Him. So what's the difference?
Because when you don't kind of Edim, you don't have Edim. He's kind of much stronger.
Why not?
Where are they?
They're dead.
So then what do you want us to do about that?
Right?
If it's not gonna
so why is he Neman? He's Neman if he says, I married her in front of Edom and they're dead. Why is he more Neman over there? He's saying there's Edom. So what? So Shavi Anavshe is good enough. So then over there's also Shavi Anavshe. What's the difference? Who said it's Usher?
You have Edom before.
Are there Edom here right now?
No, but he wouldn't make it up.
Why wouldn't he make it up?
So come saying, back.
Rabbi said,
what?
He could come in any day now.
They're dead. They're buried. They're dead right here. Dead Edom. So what's going on over here? What?
According to Rashi, I'm just saying, let's begin
with Yom. Okay.
Kiddushin doesn't work without it.
Rabbi said, this is not shot.
He's not a buggy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's
So he has no claim b'chlar. So he's making stuff up when he says Pesach v'suah.
So what does that have to do with Edom? That's not the answer.
That's
is Edom.
Can't have Shabbat,
so then just say over there you don't believe him because he knows what he's talking about. Over here knows what he's talking about. Why does he say over there there's Edom, over here there's not Edom? Pshat Toys my boy says as follows. The biggest Avram says Pshat Toys as follows. What was the Havamino? Why Shabbat Nafsha is not Neman? Says Toysvis, the reason over here is when the Gemara is saying, what does the Gemara mean? Gemara meant to say, says Toysvis, you need Edim. Why do you need Edim and Shabbat Nafsha is not good? Because there's you need Edim, what's called Edim Lekiyume. Edim Lekiyume. We spoke about this two different times you need Edim. One is Edim Levirure, and the other one is Edim Lekiyume. Right? So now, if a man is Makadosh and Isha, and he knows and she knows, they're in a room alone, there's no Edim. Are they married?
No.
Why not?
No
Edim Lekiyume. So therefore, they're not going to be married. But what happens if he says there were Edim there? Now the discussion is whether we believe him or not. But if we believe him, then there's Edim Lekiyume. And the discussion is he Neman Levirure? So we have two different discussions. When we discuss Shavya Nafshe, one is he believed, the other one is his Edos enough in order to make this happen? So says Tosis, listen. The Gemara's Havamina was that in order for him to be Usher, you need Edim, because if there's no Edim, they're not Usher. Even he knows for sure. He was there. He was looking. He saw her. She was Mizana. He saw with his own eyes she was Mizana. But you need Edim. Why? Lekiyume. That was the Gemara's Havamina. So a man walks in and says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Do we have Edim Lekiyume there? Do we have Edim Lekiyume?
You
don't have Lekiyume there. Edim Lekiyume? No. Memela, he's not Neman. Aye, what about the case of Kidashtich? Over there he was saying, Kidashtich Lifnei Edim. Do you have your Edim Lekiyume?
Yeah.
Yes. The Shilas, do we believe him that there are Edim Lekiyume or not? That's the din of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Dinisura. So we weren't challenging Shavya Anafshe. In general, we're challenging, can you say Shavya Anafshe Lesor Alav to make it Usser? Because Lesor, you need Edom Lekiyume, and he's not coming and saying there were Edom there when she was Mizana. Even if he says, I saw it my own two eyes, it's not going to be us. Let's see Toys again inside Rabbi Yisai. This says, V'yei Shloimer. The Sfiri Leilamakshim. Dein dover shebe'ervo pachas mishnayim ve'afilu ro adam shezinsa ishtoy. He saw with his own two eyes his wife was Mizana. He saw it. Rak shelohayisham edim lohaisa ne'aseres alav. Why not? He saw it. Just like we said, Kiddusha needs edim l'kiyume. Also, we thought here you need edim l'kiyume. V'hilkach. Mimas Nisan, Lakasha Lemini, the Kidashtik Beidim Kamar, the Mekadish Al Yidei Echad, a few of Eidach and Choshen Kedushin. Avalha, the Amar Abalazo, the Neman Beloy Eidim, Loimer, the Matzah Pesel Pasuach, Baruch Shapir. That's the Gavin the Gemara's Kasha. So everybody said, Toysis learns the Gemara's Kasha was on the idea of Shavya Nafshe working as Eidim, Likiyume. Shavya Nafshe doesn't work as Edim Lekiyume. Even if he saw with his own two eyes, it's not Aser. Why not? Because you need Edim Lekiyume. Now that's a Chiddush. I would have thought, to Aser a woman, you need Edim Lekiyume? Yeah, Tosfos says, to Aser a woman, you need Edim Lekiyume. We have to see exactly what. Rashi's going with a different gang, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara's Kasha was specialich on the din Mizane. Nothing to do with whether or not an Isha, if Shavya Nafshe works. It's Klape Isha being Mizana and Isha Mizana Neseres Alpi Bailo. What's the Kasha according to Rashi? Tracht is the Kasha is as follows. Rashi learns, Eina Isha Neseres Ella Al Iske Kinu Vistira. Maybe Rashi learns the following thing. If a man saw his wife be Mizana, she wouldn't be Aser. Why not? Because there's no Kinui. There's no Kinui. What's the word of Kinui? Zichtracht is like Rashi learns the Gemara as follows. Why does an Isha become Asr to her husband? Why is the Isha Asr to her husband?
relationship with
her. She's being mile on her husband. Maybe the Isser mile on the husband is only if the husband first warned her. Don't you dare be with him. It's an extra that kilu in order to have a spitz merida in Baal, stop zayin a kinoi. And when there's no kinoi, you're right, she was mizana. We know she was mizana. She's not usher. Why not? Why? Is it more of an aveira if we want or not? It's not about aveira, Rabbi Sai. It's about limoi boi mal. He was mal. So what's the spitz meila in the husband? The spitz merida in the husband is if he gave her kinoi, she did it anyway.
So why by shnei edim even without kinoi is she also?
She wouldn't be.
Shnei edim is a pasuk. We learn his pasuk.
That's what the Gemara says afterwards. That's the Gemara's maskana. Take it easy. That's the Gemara's maskana. But you're not. The word is spitz merida in Baal is al yedei kinoi, and on kinoi not neseris. So therefore, it's just not going to be neseris. I'll be Baal without kinoi.
According to everything we learned up until now, what's still happening though?
Why?
We learned by God, according to these things, that any rebellion against.
Yeah. The Gemara's gonna.
I don't have that happening. What's
that? The Gemara's gonna bring rise, not like that. The Gemara's gonna bring rise, not like that. The Ritva learned Andinish, Rabbi Sai. The Ritva has a whole different pshat. The Ritva says, what? You think over here that even if he knows for sure that she's Nivala, there's eight of the, if she sees that she's Nivala, she's not Usser? How could it be such a thing? The Ritva says, I have a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Says the Ritva, Avada, if there's a Vada that she was Nivala, if he saw she was Nivala, Avada, it's Usser. So what's the Gemara's question? Says the Ritva, the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Abelazar Hachi, to the Ritva, the Mishum Pesach Pesuch Ba'al Matitzur Alav Mikiman De'ika Chad Sveika. The Gemara's Shaila was, is there such a thing as an Asering and Isha Meisafek? Eini Isha Neseres Meisafek Ela Al Iskekine Vestira. The only way to Aser and Isha Meisafek is through Kine Vestira. If you know for sure she was Mezaneh, you saw she was Mezaneh, Rashi says not Osir, Tosi says not Osir, the Ritva says Nahavimin, it was Nahavimin obviously, Avada, she's Osir. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara asks, but over here, he's just saying Pesach Pesuch. What do we come out Pesach Pesuch is? Safek. Either Eishes Yisrael, Pchusim Gaz Gimel, Chad Svek. It's not Trey Svek, it's Svek Svek, your mutter. But Chad Safek is Osir. Is it true that Chad Safek is Osir? I initially says about this kikinim and this theory, which means whenever there's a suffix, you're not usser. Whole different kasha. Oh, so Rabbi Yashiv of Fenart asked the kasha. What about this suffix derisa lachumra? Rabbi Yashiv in Aris, Rabbi Yashiv asked this kasha. So he says, Mamish Amari de Gechidish, special din over here, Xeris HaKosev over here, and Isha's not usser mi suffix. Special din, like you have a din mamzer vade or machmon of lo mamzer suffik soita vade or machmon of lo soita suffik. She's a suffik unless you have kinev estira. She's not usher. Special gzeres akasa. That's what we thought. Kinev estira. Rabbi said, but I want to explain to you something. There's a very very big shverkite in the Ritva, which it's a chiddush pshat in the Gemara. Did Rabbi Lazar say he's talking about a suffik? What's the case of? What does Rabbi Lazar say? I have a case when it's a vaday. What happens if it's an Eishes Koyin? Shakibul Aviyah Kedusha Pchusim Ebas Gimel Shana V'Yamechad. She's an Eishes Koyin, and her father married her off when she's less than 33 years old. What about that case? Is there a suffix of Einis and Ratzin? She's an Eishes Koyin. Doesn't make a difference. Suffix of Tachtov or not Tachtov? No, it's definitely Tachtov because Kibul Hush. What? No, because we took care of also.
Was it completely though?
What?
It was completely. She would have
We have a suffix that.
The Achronim actually do this. They wipe away both Sveikas, and you can actually have a case of Vadayis according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar didn't say he's talking about Chad Sveika. The Gemara was Ukim, Rabbi Lazar, and Chad Sveika. So maybe the Kasha of the Gemara is. The way you learned Rabbi Lazar, Miramar Rabbi Lazar, Achi, in Chanami, on Rabbi Lazar himself is not an attack because he could always say, I was talking about a case where there's no suffix. You could put them, you could overlap the two cases. Eishes Koyin and Kibul Aviyah Pchusim Megas Pgimel Shalom Vemechad, there's no suffix. But when we zetzed ein Rabbi Lazar talking about Chad Sveika, Frekta Gemara Kasha. Okay. Everybody says, Sukkum Tachais, according to Taisvis, the Gemara's Havamina was you need Eidin Lekiyume to Aser and Isha. According to Rashi, the Havamina was you need Kinui to Aser and Isha. According to Tais, to the Ritva, it's only Misafix, not Aser. But Oksai Rashi and the Ritva seem to hold the way we're learning. There's no Din Eidin Lekiyume when it comes to Aser and Isha. No Din Eidin Lekiyume. Kasha is, why don't you have it? When a man's Makadosh and Isha is din in the Kiyume, a man's Makadosh and Isha is din in you. What's the din? Ein Dover Shebe Erva, Pachas Mishnaim. Is this Dover Shebe Erva? Yes. So why is there a din? Ein Dover Shebe Erva, Pachas Mishnaim.
According to Rashi and the Ritva.
Says the Heilige Pnei Yeshua. The Heilige Pnei Yeshua is Makadosh Amor Dekavot. He says, why do you need Eidin in the Kiyume? What's the reason for that? It's a pella, he's machaven to the Ramba, or maybe he needs to quote Ram. He says it like this: listen, you have a woman whose her status is about to change from being mutter to everyone to being everyone's chayiv misa. That's a serious change. We need to be able to like inform people of that. It can't happen just in private that all of a sudden this woman is now your chayiv misa if you live with her. So in any time that this is going to have such a dramatic impact on Kol HaOilam, you need Eidin LeKiyume. You have a woman who now she's Chayiv Misa, and now she's going to become Mutter to everyone. You can't do that without being Eidin LeKiyume, that there's Eidin there in order for us to be able to publicize this. What? That's in the Maskana. That's the reason for Eidin LeKiyume. And that's what the Rambam seems to say. Yefcher LaIsha Shetiayoyim Muteris LeMachar Surah Bali Eidim. You need Eidim there.
Why?
So Memela says the Pnei Yeshua, I have to see what the Svaris say, the Pnei Yeshua, this Isha, she's coming Asr on who? On a Baal. Is she becoming Asr on the rest of the world?
She already is.
No. What? She's ready, Isha, say she's Ish. But this is not, we're not creating any other Isha. When he comes and says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he's not creating any Isha on anyone other than, and does he know about it?
He knows.
So we don't need any of the Kiyume. When do you need Eidin LeKiyume? When it's going to be relevant to lots of other people out there, and they're not going to know about it, you need Eidin to be able to publicize. But when it's only Nogay to him himself, and he knows about it, no problem. What? It's not Nogay to Koy. This is just the question. It's Nogay to the Boyle. The Boyle. And the Boyle also knows Pashtus. It's Echa the Baal, the Echa the Boyle. The two of them know. So everyone who needs to know knows. No one else needs to know. It's no one else's business. It doesn't make a difference to anyone else. That's what the Pnei Yeshua, the Heilige Pnei Yeshua, B'Shua Falk, says. However, the kasha is that the mice of the pasuk that we find, ki matzah ba ervas davar, what's the pasuk talking about? What's the pasuk in davar sheber pachas mishnayim? Ki matzah ba ervas davar is talking about this very case of an isha being mezana. So how could you say it doesn't need any kiyume? What's the pshat? So comes along the Brikas of Ram, and he brings the Kovitz Aris. Rabbi said the Kovitz Aris is l'chore the Pashtus. He says, when do you need Eidim l'kiyume? You need Eidim l'kiyume when the Eidim are there in order to create when you're doing a Chalois, the Eidim have to be there in order to participate in that Chalois happening. I want to make a Kedushin. If there's no Eidim, there's no Kedushin. I want to make a Gerushin. There's no Eidim, there's no Gerushin. If a woman is Mizana with another man, does she want to make something? Is she creating a Chalois? Yeah. Or is it the fact that they were Mizana is a reality? Let me ask you a question. Do you need two Eidim for a get? Yes. Is there another way to get for a woman to be mutter?
Yeah.
If he dies, do you need to aid him for when he dies?
No.
Why not? Because he's dead. You don't need aid him a kiyume on the misa. You don't need aid him to be there when he dies. Because there, it's not totally doing something. It's a reality. The man is dead. Kipshuta, it's a reality. Lest the misa zamati, Rabbi Chanan, Eshes, Rabbi Elio Anavi, we're not going to go into that. Kipshuta, it's the fact that he's dead is itself the mati. So over here also, what's creating her, the fact that she's asr to her husband? the reality that she was mezana. There's no chalois, you have to be chal, she's mezana, no eidim, that she's not mezana. What?
Chalois is making
Yisroel
for other
people. What do you... It's not a chalois. It's a reality.
But now there's a chalois issa for other people, meaning for a kohen to marry her now, or other people for her to be with us, meaning that...
It's a din that's memela from a maisa. It's not a chalois. A chalois, I want to create a kedushin. If you don't do this, you're not married. Okay, we will remain not married. But if there's no Adam, was she Mizana? Even if there's no Adam, was she Mizana? She was Mizana. So say what you want. She was Mizana. You have Adam, you don't have Adam. It happened. Kedushin, I could say the Kedushin didn't happen. No Adam. Get didn't happen. No Adam. I can't say he's not dead. He's not dead. No Adam. He didn't die. Of course he's dead.
When he's dead, Adam is good enough?
Could be you need two Adam live for Rurei. But on the Lekiyume, there's no Din Lekiyume because it happened. Unless you say what's Pshat and Toys Hava, you know, that it's not the, this is the Chiddush, Rabbi say, it's not the Znus that Asers, it's the Chalois Shem Zoyna. Or whatever it is, the Chalois Shem Merida Bebal, I don't know what you want to call it exactly. There's something is, it's not the action that Asers, it's the something that's generated through this action that's going to create that, so therefore you need the Edom on that Maisa. But the Lefi Rashi and Lefi Ritva, it's not like that.
How does that ask the question? The question we have is in case we need to eat them, because it's nuts.
What'd you say?
How does it ask the question?
What?
How does Rechanan ask the questions?
Because what was the question? Why don't you need Ein Lekiyume? The answer is
over,
because the pasuk is talking about Edom and Echanami. That for Edom the Verure, you're going to need Mikoyach that.
The pasuk talking about Edom
and Verure? The pasuk is talking about Edom. It says you need Edom. So we're saying that over there you're going to need Edom Livrure because... It doesn't answer that exactly. It's not exactly right.
According to Rashi, once she is Mizana, now she's Azatin, even before he goes to Bezdin.
That's correct, even before he goes to Bezdin. The reality of the Znus creates this.
Well, Vaidin, Edom. Sometimes it's going to have a Kyle and bring Edom.
Because we don't know.
What about the Edom?
He walks in.
No, for sure.
We have to, he doesn't know. He says Pesach Pasuach. Does that make us a Sveksveka? Maybe he's also, maybe he doesn't know. He needs Edom Livrure. So if you get the Edom to come in, it'll be Rure. But without that, we don't know.
Retroactively,
he was also the whole time.
What about the Edom?
What about it?
So there's no Edom, it's not
Asr. No Edom, we don't know. Doesn't mean it's not Asr, it means we don't know. Frek the Gemara, the question says the Gemara. Now, Gemara says, Mkomakum Kasha, we're left with a Kasha, says the Gemara. Kinu v'stira in Pesach Pesuach loy. You see that only kinu v'stira Pesach Pesuach doesn't work. Ule taimech kinu v'stira in Edim loy. You mean to say only kinu v'stira, not Edim? Now, everybody say, I want to make this clear. According to Tosfos, this line of the Gemara makes absolutely no sense. I want to explain this to you. The line of the Gemara makes absolutely no sense. Because what was the Gemara coming in and saying, you need Edim Lekiyume? Comes the Gemara and says, you mean to say Kinev Estir and not? What? We were saying you need Edim. So Tosfos understands that the Gemara means to say is, right, you said you need Edim. So therefore, we have to restructure. But the Gemara never thought to say like, Edim's not going to work. No, you don't need anything to tell me it didn't work, because even the way that we understood or Rabbi Elazar was saying originally was you need Edom Lekiyume. Okay, of course it didn't work. So what are we saying? The Gemara just means to say, of course you know Edom works, so therefore I want to change the way that we're going to read this. That's all the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is saying something rhetorical. It is obvious. Ein tzorach lefnim. No need at all to explain. Totally rhetorical. Rashi learns not like that. This is where we hinge the Rashi, because Rashi comes and brings psukim. Hey, how do you, maybe Edom Taka doesn't work. Who said Edom works? Who said Edom works? Rashi says, oh, I have two psukim. Kimatza be'ervas davar, v'hilo nitpasa. Gotta bring me psukim. We all knew that Edom worked. The whole Shiloh was Edom Akiyume. You got Edom Akiyume over here. So what's the problem? Rashi's not learning that way, Rabbi say. Rashi learns the Gemara to have him in a Edom won't work. Why won't Edom work? There's no Kinoi. But Rashi says, Edim loy bitmiya. Afilu yesh edim shezinsa shema eina aseres beloy kinoi. Without kinoi, you're not aser. Because the whole Rashi's havamin is that you need kinoi. Ay v'haksiv ki matzav ervas davar v'oid v'ilanit basa asura. Statement in the pasuk that edim works. The havamin was beloy kinoi edim doesn't work. What do you need a kinoi for? I got edim. I got the greatest beer in the world. I got edim here. The answer is you need kinoi for something else. You need kinoi to raise the merida. The Begido Bebailo, that was the Havamini Niv Kinoi. Says Rashi, but that can't be Pshat over here because we see that it didn't work without Kinoi. So you see, you don't need Kinoi, you don't have the Begido. That was never Toysis' Havamina. Toysis' Havamina was that it doesn't work Adim Lekiume. So Toysis says, the Gemara is saying, listen, you know Adim work. I don't have to bring a Pasuk to tell you that. Of course Adim work because you're telling me Adim Lekiume. So how do you understand? Take the Brisa literally. Ain't Isha Neserj below Kinoi Vestira. That those words don't read. So you're going to have to change the way you read the words, even you. Now, shaking according to Rashi, the Gemara is having or something else. That's the Machlokes. So the Achrayim asked the following question. According to Toysis and the Havamino, how does Kinoi Vistira work? Hold on a second, time out. You need Edim Lekiyume? How does Kinoi Vistira work? Kinoi Vistira means, he says, he's jealous. I don't want you to be with Ploni. Stira is, there's Edim that she went alone in the room with him. Are there Edim Lekiyume?
No, but an Edim Nikma, Edim Kinoistira is not.
What?
Edom and the Tamwa and the Edom the Kinoistira is considered Edom.
There's no Edom that actually saw the Maisa.
But the one Edom the Kinoistira is considered Edom.
So says the Chassam Sofer that when you have Kinoistira, it's already enough that it's as if you have Edom already on the actual Maisa, which is a very big Kiddush, because the Maisa, I would think Edom the Kiyume, need Edom to actually see what happened. There's no Edom that saw it, so therefore, the Chayra.
Is
only when they're going in with expressed intention to do the
yichud.
It's not so pashat. That's enachanam yechidus. That's chassam sefer says. Comes Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim is brought in the sefer Oyel Avrom, which is a sefer on Ksubis. Reb Chaim Brisker says another word. Says Reb Chaim, yes, this kasha. It says that. Imkain heichen neaseres bekinu vestira halu lekasham edim ala ma'isa atzmoi veich neaseres. Reb Chaim understands edim lekiyume means you need edim standing there. You need physical edim. You have no edim. Venira the alze haya efshonoimer the beparshas soita nischadish the etzem akinu vastira avituma mitzad atzmo. Valorak suffik shall be asnos. So Reb Chaim, maybe there's a different iser. One iser is an isha's asar on her husband when she is mizane. What do you need? Edim lekiyume. There's another way an isha becomes asar al baila. How is that? Dukina vestira. That itself is a tuma, which I say is very understood according to what we're having, that there's a merida bebaila. Just the fact that she went alone in the room with him created iser. Not because we think maybe she was Mizana. Dos Alein creates Isser. The key to Vistira mitzad atzma. Vorak suffix shall be asnos. Dos Alein shaft Isser.
We don't ask for someone from Yichud.
What?
We don't ask for someone from Yichud.
Kino Vistira, you need both together. The Kinoi Vestira itself creates a new Tumah. There's a Tumah in the Kinoi Vestira, says Reb Chaim. And that's the Havamina. I mean, so you have Edim and Kiyumah in the Kinoi Vestira. Two Edim and Kinoi, two Edim and Stira, you have your Edim. I was named on the Bia. It's not the Bia. That's if you have Kinoi Vestira, what's Asering? The Etzem Kinoi Vestira shafts its own Tumah. But if you don't have Kinoi Vestira, so then you need Edim. So that's the Gemara's question. Over here, Pesach Basuch, there's no Edim. Over there, you see, you need Edim. Enish and Aseris, Elai Iske Kinoi Vestira Bavad, unless there's Edim. Fine. It So what does the Gemara say? Ul taimeh kina vestira in edim loy. Ella hachi kamar. Eina isha neeseres al baila be'ed echad. Ella b'shnei edim. V'kina vestira afilo be'ed echad nami. U'pesach pasuch k'shnei edim dami. I'm gonna tell you pshat in the brisa. Eina isha neeseres al baila be'ed echad ella b'shnei edim. V'kina vestira afilo be'ed echad nami. Pesach pasuach k'shnei edim dami. What's the Gemara's answer? And this, there's a massive machloikas. We show you the machroinim. Let's start with Tosis. That's where the meat is, Rabbi Say. What's the Gemara's maskana? Gemara thought you need edim l'kiyume, and even if you see it yourself, you're not nema. So what's the Gemara's maskana? So some of the achroinim learn. And it's brought in the Shita Mekubetzes, and others also, that you don't need Eidim L'Kiyume.
Shita's an Achron?
What? No. Shita is kind of Batal. Shanazi himself kind of Achron. A Kitzer, you don't need Eidim L'Kiyume. Taka, don't need Eidim L'Kiyume. That's the maskana of the Gemara. That's why Pesach Pesuf works. The Fizeh, Nisha is going to be Aser, just from the fact that But the Sefer Rav Pa'olim brings the Sholem Eshif. He says the following thing. What happens if a man is Mezana with Anisha? And then a little while later, he does tshuva. Feels terrible.
Never happened.
So he wants to go to the husband and tell the husband, you're Asra on your wife, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I don't want you to live with in sin the rest of your life. Right? Says the Rav Po'olim, shouldn't tell her. Why not? No Edim. No Edim. She's not Asra. She's not Asra. Because the Rav Palam, the Sholem Eshev, a learning like the Marsha says, the Maskana of Tosfos is, you need Edim L'Kiyume. So what does the Gemara say? Pesach Pasuach Kishnei Edim Dami. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Pesach Pasuach Kishnei Edim Dami. That you have Edim L'Kiyume. Because his testimony, when he comes and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi is Shnei Edim. And if he sees that his wife is Mizana, he's the Edom L'Kiyume. Norvos, if he didn't see, no Edom saw, the only one who knows is the Baal himself. You got no Edom. No Edom. She's not us, sir. Look in Tosfos, it's Ktsas Mashma in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Kinu Vistira in Edom Loi. So our boy Sai Tosfos learns Shabia Nafshe is like Edim. That Lechor is going to be Tosfos Lishitasai. That Tosfos, we said, learn how does Shabia Nafshe work. It's Nemanus. It's Neman Lafshida Ksubasa. Like we said in the Tosfos in Lamed Dalet. Shabia Nafshe is, we have a mirror here. It's Neman like Oidos Baal Din Ke Meya Edim Dami. It's Neman, it's like Edim. You've got Edim. We're your Edim. Shabia Nafshe is Edim. It's a mirror. Rashi would never learn this way. Because Rashi understands Shavya Nafshe is just that he says that way. He's a bachar, it's like Kimle, it's a nothing. But maybe Rashi's going to learn a different Shah in the Gemara, according to Rashi. Okay, Rashi never learned that you need Edin L'Kiyume B'chlam in the first place. But L'Choyra, Rabbi Yisai, this is going to be Rashi and Tosfos L'Shitasim on the Mishnah, L'Choyra. Tosfos learns, why do we do this whole thing that we're preparing, setting up, you should get married on Wednesday? So the next day you can come to Bezdin and do what? And say Tanis Basum, which means he comes in and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Okay. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says he'll come in, we'll get Edim, why that? Why? Because Rashi says, listen, if he comes in and says Pesach Pasuach, we don't really believe him. He might create a neder, an iser. Look, Kimlay, make him usser. We're going to do this so that he can make a neder. What for? He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not a bucky. Elamai, if he says it, we'll hold him to it. But we want a position in a place that he could say it. Farvas. Enoch Anami, if he says it and it comes out that there's Edim and it was Taka Gerecht and it's Taka that she was Aser Mela, then she's Taka Aser. But just that he should come in and create Iser? Why? Tosfos holds that he is Kimle. When he comes in, he has Edim. Enough Edim, it's even going to be Mamish Edim Akiume. You've got Edim over here. That there was an Iser. Suffolk Iser. Iser. So therefore, it's enough for him to come in and say on his own that it was Pesach Pesach Matzasi. According to Rashi, there's no reason to make a takana for that. That he should come in and say something which we don't even believe? So he should be machayev himself with his dibor? Better keep him home. Better than to get married on the furthest day from Beis Din. It's anyway not really true. We don't really trust him. Says Rashi, a different reason. Because Lamais, if he comes in, maybe he'll generate a call and maybe Adam will come and we'll taka find out that she was Mazana. Because we want to find out she's Mazana. So we ask the question. Good. So we said back in the day, to din in Beis Din Lamaisa, there is a small percentage of women that were Mazana, right? Very small percentage. We want to try to avoid that. So therefore, the Ran says it's a din in Beis Din. Beis Din's trying to avoid even those, let's say it's a 0.001%. We want to try to flush that out. Him, we could tell him, listen, buddy, stay home. It's for Beis Din's din to keep society running the way that we want to make things, keep things moral. Therefore, we want him to come to Beis Din for the off chance that we're going to find one of those cases that she's going to be usher, and then we're going to eradicate that problem.
What makes the issue the fact that there are Edim?
No, well, according to Rashi, we said you don't need Edim Lekume. Might be that there's a very slight chance that maybe it's just Taka Usser. We don't necessarily believe him, but it's a slight chance. Let's check it out in order to get...
According to Rashi, she's Taka Usser on
Nim Ota? But yeah, because you have Edim Lekume.
Edim Lekume, she's
Usser,
like, as if we had
actually Edim Lekume. Yeah,
Pesach Pesuch. So what, we don't need Edim to come in, that's it, marriage is over, ready, get?
Huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Done. You don't care. Well, again, it's only if it's just a Pesach Pesuach, it's only a suffix. So it's only there's no boil because we don't know who the boil is. It's Kishnei Edim that there's a suffix Isser. It's enough to say that there's a suffix Isser. Says the Gemara Vayter. It's a strange question. What do you mean? I thought we said that you needed kina v'stira and stuff. Neimalo asura is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Chmin is that machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is also machlokas lishitasim. I would love to do it, but we more than ran out of time. Rabbi Sabi Zushem, we're going to start again Tuesday at 12:15, which means the Olim should be at 12:20.